Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about don't default heavy equipment payments. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. If you're looking for good, used, quality equipment, then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into podcast. Loans are always an additional burden that one has to deal with. Loans should be taken only when you are sure that you'll be able to pay it off in time. However, the future is unknown to all of us, and when things change, it either changes for the good or for the bad. We borrow money with the hopes to pay it off and also make enough effort towards that direction. Business loans are riskier for banks and hence they grant loans after doing a lot of scrutiny and checking out and making sure you're able to pay that back. They verify the nature of your business, the reason why the loan is required, and many other relevant factors that play a crucial role in determining if the borrower can pay the loan in a timely manner. Only after the lender is absolutely sure that the loan can be sanctioned, there are incidents when you even have a scrutiny of some borrowers default on the payment. Do not do that. Always pay your loan bills. This certainly hurts the bank, but at the same time, it also hurts the defaulter in a much graver way. In the construction sector, you are just can't get away without paying your lender, especially when you have to borrow the money to buy heavy equipment. You may be doing well in your business and have a lot of projects on your belt. Being so busy, you might forget to pay the lender for the heavy equipment. If you forget that, it is still fine, but you can't miss a non-payment letters that you get from the bank. You know, always pay your bill on time. Just automatic auto-pay it. If you fail to pay these, pay them, even after receiving the letters from them, the lender will repossess the heavy equipment and they have every legal right to do so. They will try to reach you before they take this action, but if you are on a business visit or got entanglement with your work that you do not pay any head to them, then it will cause of the worry of you. You know, they're worried, you know, try to make sure you pay your payments. The lender will get in touch with a repo company who will without letting you know about anything, will drop into your construction site and then will tow away the machine. It will be very difficult to get it back. Nevertheless, you have to pay the dues in full along with the penalty that you still have to go through a lot of hassle before you finally get it back in your hands. However, if you still fail to pay them on the heavy equipment, it will be auctioned and it will have a new owner provided to it. This is definitely that is what you will not want to go through, as it paints you into a negative light. You know, pay your bills. Again, pay your loan. Moreover, your credit rating will go for a toss, and then you have to probably wait for years to get a loan to buy heavy equipment. Getting a loan at the lowest interest rate becomes extremely difficult for people who have easily defaulted on the loans. So if you at all come across a situation where you have defaulted and have now learned a lesson from the mistake, the hard time will not pass so easily. No major lender will be willing to fund you, and if at all they will have a higher interest rate, you know. This in no way sounds to be beneficial for you or your company. Therefore, keep track of your loan payments and schedule them appropriately, and do not miss any single payment. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.